Have you here? You want to hear this? It's coming up after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. More is being learned this morning about the man behind the deadly mass shootings in Orlando. Gunman Omar Mateen had been on the FBI's radar in recent years.
The Bureau has been speaking to family members of this gunman, his ex-wife. What they seem to be focused on is this notion that he did have anti-gay views. In fact, just recently, the father says that he was upset during an incident in Miami where he saw two men kissing. So it was very evident to them that that he had anti-gay sentiment.
Correspondent Pamela Brown. Meanwhile, a few minutes ago, Lee Bentley, the U.S. attorney in Orlando, said there is still a lot of work going on.
There is an ongoing criminal investigation. It is still in the early stages. We do not know yet whether anyone else will be charged in connection with this crime. I do want to let you know that we have no reason to believe that anyone connected to this crime is placing the public in imminent danger at this time, but there is an investigation of other persons.
The massacre in Orlando did not keep people away from yesterday's Capitol Pride Festival.
When he woke up and heard the news about the massacre at a gay nightclub in Orlando, Daniel Arrieta told his sister not to come to Capitol Pride to support him. He was scared for her safety.
I know that you want to come to Pride with me, but you don't need to do this. It's going to be a weird day. It's going to be a complicated day. And then she sent me a text message. I'm getting a tutu in rainbow colors. I have your back.
Rosio Arrieta explains,
I still have pride. I'm not going to hide. I'm not going to have someone like shake up the world around me.
At Capitol Pride, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Orlando violence has also changed the focus of the speech Donald Trump was scheduled to deliver today in New Hampshire. Instead of the broad attack on Hillary Clinton that he had planned, now Trump reportedly is going to speak further addressing the shootings. Trump has taken a hardline stance on Islamic terrorism. The prescription opioid fentanyl is now the deadliest painkiller in Virginia. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports that the amount of legal fentanyl prescribed in Virginia rose only 10% between 2007 and 2014, but there's now a thriving black market for the drug since Mexican and South American cartels have learned how to manufacture it. Fentanyl caused more deaths in Virginia last year than any other prescription painkiller. It's going to be a big week for Reagan National Airport.
The airport is turning 75 on Thursday, but spokeswoman Kimberly Gibbs says the celebration starts today.
To kick off these events, we're having promotions, giveaways, and performances throughout the month.
And among the promotions, you can get special restaurant meals and a free travel bag if you spend $100 at Reagan National. There will also be live music throughout the airport, and Flagship Detroit, a restored American Airlines DC-3, will arrive on Wednesday. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
A Virginia hospital is apologizing after mistakenly sending a sympathy card to the family of a woman who is still very much alive. Marilyn Mullins got the card from the chaplain at Santara Martha Jefferson Hospital almost a month after her three-day stay there. The card, which was actually addressed to Mullins' family, said her family was in the hospital's thoughts after her death. The hospital attributes it to a clerical error. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,865. The Nasdaq at 48,95. Sports: Jason Worth. It's a two-out, two-run single in the ninth to give the Nats a sweep of the Phillies. The O's lose to the Blue Jays. NHL: the Stanley Cup goes to Pittsburgh. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Finger to the pulse, ear to the ground, nose to the grindstone.
Rush. Weekdays at noon.
Let's put this in perspective. If you want the straight scoop, here you go and listen up.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
It's summertime. Baseball's in full swing, the kids are swimming, and the grills are hot. You know what that means. Your energy bills are soaring as the summer heat pours right into your home through outdated, inefficient windows. Replace your old windows with Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity. Made of Altrex fiberglass, the Infinity offers the classic, traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with more glass space and smaller profiles. And throughout June, the Window Man is offering $500 discounts on Infinity fiberglass window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888 or visit a Window Man showroom in Fairfax or Alexandria. The Window Man is the educational window company. No games, gimmicks, or pressure to buy now. We educate, you decide.
The Window Man can. The Window Man.
See us for saving details. Limited time offer.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience? Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95 still have the right lane coned off prior to the Beltway with the crash, but the good news is tow truck is there getting up the last car involved in the crash. Not so good as we're jammed out of Woodbridge. The Woodbridge to the Beltway crash, stay to the left to get John by. Once up onto the Beltway, pressure is still on, leaving I-95 and around past the Little River Turnpike, again near the toll road and heading to the Legion Bridge. Sterling, the crash is southbound 28 as you come up to 606 prior to the toll road. Do watch for police at the scene there. For Maryland 95, south of the ICC near 212, looks like most of that crash now confined to the shoulders, but now the traffic flows slowly to get onto each loop of the Beltway, outer loop and toward Georgia Avenue, 270, the volume, and a lot of it through Urbana and Hyattstown, now Gaithersburg and Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking start here to a new work week. We'll continue to see just a few clouds around, mostly cloudy at times, but I think partly cloudy should be the average sky condition today. And more seasonable, 83 northwest breeze. A northwest breeze puts us down at 65 tonight. High pressure hangs on tomorrow, partly cloudy, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 in Manassas, 63 in Hyattsville, 65 degrees. In Washington, traffic and weather is sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. What's the global reaction to our American Horror Story? See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in just a few moments, we're going to be talking to Joe Persichini, who's the former head of the FBI Washington office, on how the FBI investigates such a matter and why it is that the FBI went and looked and talked to this guy a couple of times, but didn't follow up, took him off the list. We'll ask him about that at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Larry O'Connor.
And joining us right now, live in studio, is one of our favorites, Stacey Dash. She's got a brand new book out, There Goes My Social Life, From Clueless to Conservative. Stacey Dash, also Fox News analyst and Hollywood superstar. Hey, Stacey, thanks
Hello.
For joining us today.
Thank you.
And you're live in studio, and we're streaming this live on Facebook Live. If anybody
yes.
wants to watch, they can watch
Good
it live
morning.
Now or watch it later. So talk about your book. When you said, There Goes My Social Life,
yes.
I sympathize. I used to work in the entertainment business in theater. I know what happens when you reveal yourself to your close associates and workmates and friends as someone who doesn't hold up the same doctrine that they hold up as
right.
a progressive, as a liberal.
Toe the line.
So what happened to your social life?
It kind of, there it went.
mean,
you know, I lost a lot of friends, family stopped talking to me, and Hollywood ostracized me, so, but that's and, okay.
But what you did was, all you did was you tweeted out that you supported Mitt Romney,
that's
right?
That's it.
That was
that's
it. It's
I
not
did.
Like you said, you know, I'm,
no.
I'm
wow.
yay guns,
no.
yay, you know,
right.
anti-abortion,
no.
anything. It was
I just
Mitt
voiced
Romney.
My opinion, and it was not that of a liberal, and so I was ostracized. And I'm black, so I of course should have voted for the black president, and I said no. No,
you get
more Obama.
So when it came to roles in Hollywood, how did that impact? What happened as a result of that?
I haven't auditioned in over a year.
That was not the case before you tweeted this out.
No, my agents just dropped me because of my politics, and they said that casting director actually said to them, "We give you credit for pitching her with a straight face."
Wow really?
Yeah.
Well, you know what it is, Stacey Dash. You may think it's because you're conservative, but it's really because, you know, producers and directors and the American public, they don't want an actor that wears any kind of politics on their sleeve. I mean, look at Ben Affleck. I mean, Oh, no, wait.
No,
he's,
that would not be a great
example. Well, George Clooney. See, he makes sure that he stays out of politics. No, he's very politically. Oh,
yeah.
Right. In fact, as long as you're liberal, it's okay to be political.
Okay.
Is that
yeah.
the lesson?
Like Leo and everybody else.
Right,
yes,
exactly.
That's the lesson. But if you, like I said, if you don't toe the line, you got to get out of line.
But I hear people all the time say, Hollywood doesn't care about politics. They only care about money.
Oh,
right. As long as you make the money, that's... And you know, your movie Clueless, that
they're
didn't
They're capitalists.
Make, oh, wait. Clueless made a lot of money, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it certainly did, didn't it? And I was a big part of that movie.
Yeah.
Ultimately, they're capitalists. But if you don't want to push their agenda, then, you know, what good are you?
One of the things I heard you say, or I've read that you said, was something about apparently some people thought that you now present yourself in a way that doesn't give you much street cred.
Mm.
Is that a phrase that I've heard referred to in your case?
Street cred.
That you weren't urban enough.
People have thought that.
But I'm actually, you have a very interesting backstory.
Yeah.
I mean, you came through some pretty tough stuff as a kid.
Yeah. I have. Yeah, I guess because of the way I speak, people have told me, you know, I talk like a white girl, which is absurd. I don't know what that means.
She talks like a white girl.
I talk like I'm from New York,
I'm sure you talk about it in your book, your background.
I'm from the South Bronx, and, you know, I come from the South Bronx, two drug-addicted parents, and my life is far from what people think it was. And I believe that people think I grew up like Dion, you know. I grew up with a silver spoon in my mouth in Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. And that is so far from the truth.
You're referring to Dion, your character in Clueless.
Yeah.
And, you know, you mentioned the fact that you're black and
yes.
you're supposed to vote for the black candidate. And, of course, all Black Lives Matters and this whole movement that happened over the last year. Oh, you're rolling your eyes. But this is what really, it hit a pinnacle this year, didn't it? With your comments about that and your comments about Black History Month. Remind us what happened and what the fallout from that was.
Well, I said that there should not be a Black History Month because I feel like Black people have contributed to the history of the United States of America far more than just one month can tell. I think we should just be a part of American history, 365 days of every year,
mm-hmm.
not just one month. You know, I mean, and God help us if white people said, well, we want a White History Month, it would be, you know, everybody would be crying racism.
And what
it's
was
just
the
a
reaction?
Double standard.
What was the reaction?
The reaction was, you know, I don't think I'm black. I don't like black people. I don't believe in black people. I'm an Uncle Tom. You know, I'm a house nigger. All those kinds of awful, awful things that you can say about people.
And this also came as a reaction to all of the hoopla about Oscars not being diverse enough. Oscar's so white. We kept hearing Oscar's so white. Tell me about what happened when Chris Rock, who was hosting the Oscars, decided to reach out to you, because you made an appearance on that stage in Hollywood.
Yes, they did.
And they didn't know what to make of you.
No,
they
didn't. Yeah. They didn't know what to do with themselves. Chris called me and asked me, would I do this joke with him? Would I go up there and just say I was head of the minority or the diversity? Outreach in Hollywood.
And then you waved and said,
sure.
He said, happy Black History Month.
Happy Black History Month. And we just went, whoosh, because they're so full of themselves, you know? And I just thought, come on. None of you are Clark Gable or Grace Kelly, so just get over yourselves.
Everyone in America is laughing their butts off at that moment, actually, but everyone in the room at the Oscars
are going,
like,
what?
Yeah, that's what I mean. They're so full of themselves, they can't even take a joke. Yeah. You know, it's also serious.
So you said you haven't auditioned for a year.
Yeah.
And you're on Fox News as an analyst. You got this book out. What's your future, Stacey Dash? I mean, you've got very strong political opinions. You're a very attractive young millennial.
Yeah.
You're very well-spoken. Would you consider running for office someday?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Wait, do you want to think about it? Look how quickly she did that.
Man, she's
boom.
She answered that quick.
I'd like to be an ambassador first, get my feet wet in politics, because I'm not a politician, learn all I can,
mm-hmm.
and then be president of the United States of America.
Right.
Really? And by the way, are you supporting Donald Trump in
yes,
this
I am.
Campaign?
Yeah. Yes.
How's that going for you?
Great.
Yeah.
it's fun to be a part of that.
So when it's all said and done, the Donald is elected president, you're hoping for an ambassadorship.
Yes,
this, right.
Well,
if you could pick
any country that you particularly would like.
Vienna.
Vienna.
Yes.
Well, that wouldn't suck, would it?
No, yeah, right?
That's pretty
wouldn't
good
that be
stuff.
Nice?
All right. Can we visit?
Hey, of course.
Be in charge of the embassy there? Doing a little visit to the mountains?
Absolutely.
And check out? All right. We're continuing with Stacey Dash here. I want to talk about your faith. When we spoke at CPAC, that interview that we did on the Drive at 5 went mini viral, frankly, because you were so passionate about your Christian faith. I want to talk about how that made its way into your political views and also how it's reflected in your book.
Great.
The book is called There Goes My Social Life. It's mm-hmm. Stacey Dash's book. It's been out for a week. I also want to get your reaction to the terror attacks over the weekend and what we heard from the president and other politicians. There's a lot coming up here, as always. It's 8:15. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Things are looking brighter. North on 95 Virginia, the crash before you get to the Beltway near 644, gone. They picked up the cones. Cars are out of there. However, delays almost back to Dale City. So Dale City to the Beltway slowing again with some improvement. Hope ahead. With the accident gone. Interloop the Beltway heavy in Annandale, now from 66 toward the Legion Bridge. 66, we hit hard delays this morning. Had the earlier crash near 234 Business that was cleared out of the travel lanes. Looks like we have an accident now on 234 as you head northbound 234 Sudley Road to get on to I-66. Been struggling in McLean, Old Dominion Drive, south of Kirby Road near the Chesterbrook Shopping Center for the crash. And in Tacoma Park, a water main break. You get through slowly Piney Branch Road at 410, that's south of Tacoma Park Middle School. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We got some weather going on. Partly cloudy skies, breezy. Not as hot as yesterday. Not as windy as yesterday either. High of 83 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy. Low near 65. Tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. High around 85. Right now, it's 65 in the nation's capital. 8:16 on WMAL.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience, Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
Brian Wilson, me, Larry O'Connor. That one there is Stacey Dash, live in studio here at WMAL, and we're talking about her book, There Goes My Social Life. Tell me a little bit about your faith and how your Christianity affects your views.
Well, I mean, my Christianity affects my views very strongly. God spoke to me very early on in life. Being a child of two drug-addicted parents, they couldn't take care of me, so they gave me to a family, a Cuban family, for the first 4 years of my life. And it was a lonely place. It was a place where terrible things happened to me that you can read about when you read the book. But God was always there for me. And God spoke to me the first time when I was about two, and he told me it was just me and him. You know, I got into a situation, I got my finger caught in a television set, and my parents were partying, and everybody was partying and listening to music, and I couldn't get my finger out. And this is when TVs were on the ground, and there was that
like
little
a big part of the
space
furniture
between, you know, the screen and the top, and I got my finger caught in there, and I couldn't get it out, and I'm crying, and I'm screaming, and after about 45 minutes of that, I just stopped. And then all of a sudden, I heard this bombastic voice, like I'm talking to you now, say to me, Stacy, it's just you and me. Pull your finger out. And so I did. I pulled it out as hard as I could. My skin fell back. It was gushing blood. And I just went into the other room and looked at everyone in there and just thought, you know, I don't want to be anything like you. And I thought, okay, God, it's you and me. The next time I was walking to school and I saw this beautiful young boy stuffed underneath a car, and his eyes were open, and I looked deeper into his eyes and I realized that he was dead. And I didn't walk faster, I didn't get scared, I just looked deeper, and what I saw deep in his eyes was this peace that goes beyond understanding. And I realized that he was with God in a better place. And that day I became fearless. Completely fearless.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sort of puts, you know, criticism from trolls on the internet or other Hollywood actors in perspective when you have
absolutely
a childhood like that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Well, what are you hoping is the end result of this book?
I'm hoping the end result of this book is that people get a better understanding of me, and that when I say things, I'm not coming from a place of judgment, but from a place of experience. You know, I know what you're thinking. I know who you are. I know where you are. I know how you feel. I also know how to get you out.
But for more information about Stacey Dash, about her book, and about her views, and a lot of her activism, go to dashamerica.com, by the way. She has a website, and it's full of, chock full of information about all of your activities.
It's my three platforms are on there.
What are your three platforms?
21st Century Feminist, Ronald Reagan's Hollywood, and my minority outreach, which I call Fictional Freedom.
Now, I see your logo here, and it has two rifles in it.
Yes.
With a silhouette of you, I think.
Right, which represents the Second Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
And then each star, everything on this means something. Each star represents right to carry states. And then the E Pluribus Unum at the top mm-hmm. means all one, as
right,
many
right.
one. And then the star at the bottom is me standing on the Star of Hollywood.
Well, stepping on it with your stilettos.
That's right.
Speaking of Second Amendment issues, what has happened in Orlando has obviously raised the discussion in America mm-hmm. once again about whether or not there should be gun control. What is your thought?
My thought is if people were allowed to carry, then there would have been some good guys in there with guns. And they could have maybe stopped this bad guy from killing so many people needlessly. And I'm glad the president's calling it terrorism because it was. Terrorism.
But it was terrorism with a very specific ideological direction.
Right.
It was terrorism inspired by
Islamic fascism.
And he won't say that.
No.
Hillary Clinton won't say that either. What do you make of that and whether we're serious
about
this
fight? I don't know, because if you don't call it by name, then how do you defeat it? So I guess we'll just have to wait until we get Trump in office and he'll call it by name and we'll defeat them.
Tell me about, I hear a lot, and we've just got about a minute left here, but we're gonna continue with Stacey Dash in studio. But I hear from a lot of people that Donald Trump is racist. And I keep asking, okay, well, what specifically, and especially and from African-Americans as well.
Yeah.
Why don't you talk about that and what your response is when you're told that? How can you support Donald Trump? He's a racist.
Why is he racist? What has he done that's racist? And if anything, he's the only one and only candidate I've heard say, I am going to help the African American community. I'm going to make sure they get the education they deserve. I'm going to make sure they get the opportunities they deserve to achieve the American dream. I've not heard any other candidate say that. And he's put Dr. Ben Carson in charge of that.
Mm-hmm.
So how could he possibly be a racist? How's that racist?
You're a big fan of Dr. Carson?
Yes, I love him.
Yeah,
yes.
I've heard you talk about him in the past. In fact, let's talk about that a little bit more and more about the book. There Goes My Social Life with Stacey Dash.
More with Stacey in a second. It's now 8:22 on WMAL.
Get this straight.
Rush.
You got to hear this. You got to hear this.
Rush Limbaugh. Weekdays at noon.
And that's what everybody needs to know.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Summer vacation season is here. Is your home protected while you're away? And how much, by the way, are you paying for that home security monitoring service that you have? Are you paying $30, $40, $50 a month? That's too much. You should stop that. You're paying way too much. Call Ackerman Security Systems, and you'll get monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide starting at only $19.95 a month. Ackerman can switch your existing service for free, so you can start saving today. And when you switch your service to Ackerman in June, you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. 40 years of experience. You can trust the professionals. They're the only company with a guaranteed response time. And security, by the way, all they do, and they do it better than anyone else. Technology is your thing. They've got bells and whistles. You'll be able to see exactly what's going on in your home simply by looking at your smartphone. Call Ackerman Security now. Protect your home and family. Plus, make the switch in June. You get up to 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. Call 888-999-1070 or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
It's summertime. Baseball's in full swing, the kids are swimming, and the grills are hot. You know what that means. Your energy bills are soaring as the summer heat pours right into your home through outdated, inefficient windows. Replace your old windows with Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity. Made of Altrex fiberglass, the Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with more glass space and smaller profiles. And throughout June, the Window Man is offering $500 discounts on Infinity fiberglass window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888 or visit a Window Man showroom in Fairfax or Alexandria. The Window Man is the educational window company. No games, gimmicks, or pressure to buy now. We educate, you decide.
The Window Man can. The Window Man.
See us for saving details. Limited time offer.
Towers seem like trees and roads become rivers. The Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Then cast your eyes forward and strike out to meet an environment full of unpredictable moments. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $419 per month for 36 months with $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees. Due at signing now through June 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
This election could have an enormous negative impact on how your long-term capital gains are taxed. Call 301-924-2160 for a free consultation from the advisors at Eaglestone Tax and Wealth to go over your current investment strategy or find them at EaglestoneTaxWealth.com.
825 now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, dealing with a water main break. Tacoma Park in the area just south of Tacoma Park Middle School at Piney Branch Road and 410 Philadelphia Avenue. And it looks like what they're doing right now, if you're leaving Tacoma Park going westbound, you can't get over to George Avenue, so a little detour set in place. They're stopping those westbound lanes as they try to sort out this water main break. We're trying to sort things out and recover. Virginia 95, the crash northbound prior to the Beltway, now gone. Delays out of Dale City. Beltway were bunched up Springfield through Annandale, now in the backups report of a crash. Had the accident trying to get up on to 66. Northbound on 234 Sudley Road. Northbound 28 had the minor crash before the Beltway. Looks like that's been taken care of. 66, a lot of that volume. Gainesville, most of the way through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks to the Beltway. Okay, we're in week number 2. Safe track plan. We have more commuters on the roadways avoiding the rails. 66 were bunched up. The Chain Bridge, Chain Bridge Road, George Washington Parkway, Old Dominion Drive, and we have a crash on Old Dominion Drive south of Kirby Road to watch for. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis and in minutes. You can activate MyCleanPC software, clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Couple of days of high pressure, a northwest breeze, and now temperatures coming down. Clouds in with a partly cloudy sky for most of the day today, 83. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
65 degrees on WMAL. Lots of questions and answers with Stacey Dash on Facebook Live during the breaks. So go to WMAL DC on Facebook and watch the whole interview for yourself. Quickly, you can't talk about the issue of being a conservative in Hollywood without hitting the abortion issue. I remember an actress, famous actress, said, when I die, I'm going to have to face Jesus, not Barbara Streisand. And that's why she maintains her life position. What about you?
Well, yeah. There were two things my uncle, who was in the book, always told me. One was, don't ever be anybody's trick, and when the Jesus train comes, make sure you're on it. I started doing cocaine when I was 16. My mother gave me my first line, and I liked it a lot, so I did a lot of it. Got involved with the wrong man, and then I got pregnant, and I was doing a lot of drugs. I was in a bad place. I was being abused and abusing myself, and I thought, I can't bring a child into this world. And so I went to have an abortion. And there I lay. I was so far along, they had to put me under. Yeah. So there I lay on the abortion table, IV in my arm. And I couldn't stop crying. And, you know, over the years of my life, having the life I've had, I've learned how to make sad mad. You know, I've learned how to turn my sadness into anger.
Into action.
And I couldn't do it. I couldn't stop the sadness. I couldn't come to terms. And I said to God, you have to tell me what to do. I don't want a sign. I need you to tell me.
Mm-hmm.
And he did.
And he told
like
you.
I'm talking to you right now, he said to me, keep your son.
It was that clear to you?
Yes. Yeah, so I ripped the IV out of my arm, and I jump up, and the doctor's like, okay, calm down. Let's do a sonogram. we did a sonogram, and I saw my son. He was about that big. I saw his little heartbeat, and I just thought, Jesus Christ, Stacy, how could you have even considered killing this life that's growing inside of you, a gift from God? That day, I never did a drug again for the rest of my life.
Wow.
And, you know, my son's now 25, and, you know, he's the light of my life, and he saved my life.
What a journey you've been on.
Yeah.
What a journey.
And imagine how many children could have had the same...
I don't want to imagine that you didn't. Yeah.
Stacey Dash, you're an impressive young woman.
Thank you. The website
is dashamerica.com, and the book, once again, There Goes My Social Life from Clueless to Conservative. It's really an honor to have you in studio
today. Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming by.
It's 6:29 on WMMR. Oh, look at that. It's 6:30. Time flies when you're having fun with Stacey Dash and hearing riveting, riveting stories. Coming up after the news, we're going to check in with the former head of FBI's Washington office to talk about the investigation and what could have been done possibly to prevent the terror attacks in Orlando. Keep it right here on WMAL, right after the news.
WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Authorities in Orlando are now probing the background of Omar Mateen, the gunman who killed 49 people at a gay nightclub in Orlando. U.S. Attorney Lee Bentley says investigators are also seeing if others knew about Mateen's plans.
We have teams of prosecutors as well as teams of agents working around the clock, getting search warrants, getting court orders. If anyone else was involved in this crime, they will be prosecuted.
Meanwhile, presumptive Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton says actions speak louder than words with regard to any response to terrorist acts such as the Orlando massacre.
I have clearly said that we face terrorist enemies who use Islam to justify slaughtering innocent people. And, you know, whether you call it radical jihadism, radical Islamism, I think they mean the same thing. I'm happy to say either. But what I won't do, because I think it is dangerous for our efforts to defeat this threat, is to demonize and demagogue and, you know, declare war on an entire religion. That plays right into ISIS's hand.
And after that act of hatred in Florida, one man at Capitol Pride in D.C. gave out love.
He's standing on Pennsylvania Avenue and 7th Street Northwest with a neon pink sign.
The sign says free hugs.
Zach Ford says he was angry when he learned about the massacre at a gay club in Orlando.
What can I do to feel better? What can I do to help other people feel better? So I've been out here for about 2.5-3 hours just giving hugs to anybody who wants one, and I don't know if they all feel better, but I sure do.
For him, this is what Pride is all about.
Not catering to that fear, not catering to that terror, but standing strong and proud of who we are.
At Capitol Pride, Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,865, the NASDAQ at 48.95. Sports, the Pittsburgh Penguins earn their second Stanley Cup since 2009. Baseball, the Nats get a walk-off win over the Phillies to complete the sweep. The O's lose to Toronto. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Your retirement is on your mind. Will your retirement years be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Come learn what you need to know at my seminar, Preparing for Retirement. Thousands have attended, and now it's your turn. Make sure you're doing everything right for your retirement years. The seminar will show you how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts, how to get the most from Social Security, and how to make sure your assets are protected and distributed as you want. Investments, Social Security, wills and trusts. Master these so you can enjoy a comfortable and successful retirement. The seminar comes to Fairfax and Bethesda this Saturday, June 18th at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
The Novak team hits the home field to score big with energy savings. Carolyn Bob set up for a hit with power bill savings. Bob readies a power strip to turn off items when not in use. Carol signals Bob to use an LED light bulb. Bob gives the nod. The energy efficient LED is put into play. Oh wait, there's a runner on the move, turning the power strip off. The Novak team has hit energy savings out of the park. Novak, your not-for-profit electric cooperative, providing winning ways to save.
There's a huge difference between a hospital that treats kids and a children's hospital.
Like Inova Children's Hospital, it takes pediatric specialists with specific training working together. From our kids-only ER to caring for the tiniest, sickest babies in our Level 4 NICU, a bed in every room for mom or dad, to our Ronald McDonald House right on our Fairfax campus. Inova Children's Hospital, Northern Virginia's Children's Hospital.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
835 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
395 off the Beltway. Not so bad. A little bit of stop and go as you head through Shirlington. But then near the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge, we're bunched up onto lower 14th Street and head into the northbound 3rd Street Tunnel. Had a report of an incident near D Street in the tunnel. The 11th Street Bridge heavy to get into the tunnel as well. Everybody through Falls Church, you're feeling the extra pressure under the Safe Track plan. 66 each way slowing. Old Dominion Drive, we pick up extra volume there as commuters look for options. And unfortunately, we had a crash added on to Old Dominion Drive south of Kirby Road to watch for near the Chesterbrook Shopping Center. It should be cleared out of the travel lanes, but I'm still looking at big delays. Glebe Road and onto the Chain Bridge. Chain Bridge Road slowing. For the George Washington Parkway, we have northbound volume onto the Beltway Inner Loop. And then southbound, we're good past 123. I'm not seeing delays until you get to the overlooks, but then it's at a crawl. Topside Maryland Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, recovering south on 95 near 212, the crash out of the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Northwest breeze, clouds in, mild morning, but right where we should be for this time of year. This afternoon, partial clouds and sunshine. A northwest breeze, 83, so we're down by about 10. Tonight, 65, partly cloudy on Tuesday, partly cloudy with a high up to 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 65 in Stafford, 64 in Olney, 66 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by BNF Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It's 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We continue our conversation about the events in Orlando over the weekend. 49 people now confirmed dead. They have identified some 48 of them. The investigation continues. And joining us on the line right now is Joe Persicini, who's executive director of the D.C. Police Foundation. But for purposes of this conversation, perhaps more importantly, was the assistant director in charge of the Washington field office of the FBI at one point. Joe, good morning to you.
Morning, Brian. Larry, how are you?
We're doing very well, and thank you for joining us. Look, I'm confused about one thing, and I want you to help me understand how this could be. There's a guy who came up on the FBI radar on two, and maybe I'm told maybe as many as three occasions. They went by, they investigated the guy. They couldn't quite put it all together, and so they took him off the list of people who needed to be watched. Shouldn't that person have remained on some kind of list somewhere?
Well, those attorney general guidelines are very specific in what you can and cannot do. And when they received that information, they probably opened up a preliminary investigation, and that preliminary investigation limits what investigative techniques you can use until you can predicate a full field investigation. So I'm sure, remember, that allegation went to the Joint Terrorism Task Force, and those detectives and those agents, I'm sure, worked as diligently they possibly can. And couldn't develop information, that he had direct ties, or that he had the capacity. So it's the guidelines, you know. This isn't like the homicide detective where you talk about hunches. You can't use a hunch.
Well, I guess the reason I ask is because it seems to me there was another opportunity. I mean, if this was a guy that was on their radar at some point, and I suspect the agents really felt there was something there, they just couldn't quite put it together, there was an opportunity to stop this when he bought an AR-15 and a handgun about a week ago, and he had to go through an FBI background check. That's required, is it not?
Oh.
To go through the crime computer to see if the guy has any purchase of a weapon requires that. Why wasn't there a flag that went up that said, hey, maybe you should go by and find out what this guy's up to?
Well, I know you've had these discussions before. You know that the National Instant Gun Check System cannot be used for background investigation purposes. That's specifically set forth in the law.
Is that something that needs to change?
Well, I would, you know, there's a lot of things we need to throw on the table. Let's talk about NICS. Let's talk about what we entered. I haven't heard one person mention Apple and our technology companies who refuse to cooperate with law enforcement. Let's ask Apple, are they going to provide the FBI the information on Mr. Mateen's phone? Or are they going to protect their customers? So if we're going to throw gun control and we're going to throw NICS system, let's throw our American technology companies on the table also. You know, this is a time to take a good examination of everything we have in the books and stop harnessing law enforcement's ability to use their expertise.
Can you tell me a little bit more about when the FBI gets called about someone like this and said, hey, this guy's, got us concerns, and it goes so far as for the FBI to come out and investigate and question him? How many, if you could estimate based on your experience, how many calls like that, how many investigations, how many people in our country are getting visits by the FBI like this, just so we can have some perspective?
Well, first, let's credit his fellow employees for calling in.
Right.
That is rare. I know we have the program Say Something, See Something. But, you know, as Joe DeGeneva said, our employers and our associates are very concerned about people labeling them as racist.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that they did call in was just a tremendous feat of courage. I think to say how many, I couldn't answer that. But not enough. Let's go through some of the histories of some of these shootings we've had. Go back to the Holocaust shooter. You know, the family members knew. Let's go back to the Boston bombing. There are so many people that should have called in but didn't. So it's very hard and it's very difficult to talk about the numbers. They do get visits. Those JTTF respond to every allegation. So, I'm concerned about people saying they didn't do their job. They did their job under the confines of the rules that exist today.
I heard the special agent in charge down in Orlando say that, this is now part of the evidence in our ongoing investigation, and we can't talk about that. And I understand that you always want to protect some evidence, but if the man who did the shootings is dead, what case are they building now?
Well, first of all, let's talk about accomplices, just like in San Bernardino. So now you develop individuals that may have helped him, that may have educated him. So until they look at all that electronic data from every bit of communication devices that he has, I wouldn't say a word either. The U.S. Attorney's Office and the Department of Justice would say, wait, we need to do a complete profile of this individual. Who's he talked to? What has he been reading? Let's look at his library card. All those areas where, we're a population that sometimes forgets easily, and we start backing off of those techniques that we provide law enforcement. Joe also mentioned about employment law. Look at some of the new employment law that we're passing.
Yeah.
You cannot ask specific questions of whether they've been convicted or arrested until you hire them. So I know we're trying to protect individuals who have paid their dues to society, but are we protecting people who are potentially harmful to society?
We're going to have to leave it right there, but we do appreciate you joining us. He's the executive director of the D.C. Police Foundation and also former assistant director in charge of the Washington Field Office for the FBI. Joe Persichini, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks,
Joe. Have a great day.
All right.
It's 844 right here on WMAL.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
You're one of my favorites.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is getting fun.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Father's Day right around the corner, and I want to make a recommendation to you. Get your dad a Harry's shaving kit. Listen. I am a very happy Harry's customer. It's really quite amazing. Look, it's the best shave that I've had, and it's because the Harry's has this 5 German-crafted blades. The blade is on a flex hinge, and it has a lubricating strip. Now, I've been an electric razor guy for some time now, but I am completely sold on the Harry's system. It is the smoothest, most comfortable shave, and by the way, I've forgotten just what a good close shave, what a difference it makes. It's really amazing. This comes, by the way, with a gift box, an option to add custom engraving, a personalized card. What you need to do is go to harrys.com right now. They will give you $5 off your first purchase if you use the promo code BWILSON. Supplies are limited, so act now. Go to harrys.com. Enter the code BWILSON. Harry's also offers shaving sets at different prices. They start at $15. You get a free refund if you're not happy. How can you lose? By the way, Dad, if you're not expecting to get this as a Father's Day gift, you can do it for yourself, and I guarantee you, you'll be happy you did. Stop compromising. Go to harrys.com right now. Use the promo code BWILSON.
8:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Larry, we're improving. Virginia 95 northbound, the crash near 644 before the Beltway gone, so those delays starting to ease. Still have a lot of volume each loop of the Beltway as you leave 95. That inner loop as you head through Annandale near the Tysons area slowing, and that extends up on toward the American Legion Bridge. I'm looking at one car on the shoulder at the Georgetown Pike that may have been where they reported that incident. We'll take you Route 7 heading eastbound. It was reported as a broken down, but at last check, still there. Eastbound 7 as you come up to the Georgetown Pike on 66. We're definitely still jammed here. Trying to work through Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks through Falls Church. Of course, everyone looking for options under the safe track plan for Metro Rail, so we have more commuters on the roadways. Maryland on 270. No late issues to report, but still lingering delays heading through Urbana past 109 and now into Rockville. And Tacoma Park, east-west high, or 410, as it turns into a Piney Branch and Philadelphia Avenue, right at that intersection. That's where crews are dealing with the water main break under their direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking start here to a new work week. We'll continue to see just a few clouds around, mostly cloudy at times, but I think partly cloudy should be the average sky condition today. And more seasonable, 83 northwest breeze. That northwest breeze puts us down at 65 tonight. High pressure hangs on tomorrow, partly cloudy, 85. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
66 degrees at 847.
Don't be one of those homeowners that turns their AC on the first hot day of spring, only to find it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual AC system check now with McCarthy for only $59. Call 703-924-1650.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us
and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Don't pay, don't Rhino, go Rhino Shield.
Never paint your house again.
Rhino Shield.
Hey. Imagine if the next time you painted your home was the last time you painted your home.
Hi, this is Rick Mariano with Rhino Shield Mid-Atlantic.
Rhino Shield is a revolutionary permanent ceramic coating that's a superior alternative to paint and vinyl siding, and it comes with a 25-year warranty. Bottom line with Rhino Shield, you'll never have to paint again. Guaranteed. Sure, Rhino Shield will waterproof your home and lower your energy bills, but the greatest advantage is you'll never have to paint again. Rhino Shield, ceramic coating for your home or business. Call now to take advantage of our spring special, up to 20% off or 1 year same as cash. That's like using someone else's money for a year. Call us now, 844-RHINO-80. That's 844-RHINO-80. Or visit us at CoatRhinoShield.com. That's CoatRhinoShield.com.
Rhino Shield.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance, It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's health care bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the health care law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable health care without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your health care. For your free information guide, call 844-91-BIBLE. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Call 844-91-BIBLE. That's 844-91-BIBLE.
If you missed it, here's this week's lesson from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
You know, as you're considering market volatility and retirement and how that fits together with your federal benefits and the TSP, you just want to have a good evaluation for how the TSP can be set up so it works best for you.
More lessons online at retirementprofessorradio.com. And join us Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
Northern Virginia Community College knows you're busy, so they offer convenient locations and flexible schedules, including online options, to make it easy to fit college into your active life. With an associate degree from Nova, you could earn $500,000 more than with just a high school diploma. Plus, Nova's guaranteed admission agreements help you transfer seamlessly for your bachelor's degree. Nova's next session begins August 22nd. Get started today by visiting nvcc.edu/startstrong.
WMAL, go.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I'm just doing what I always do here, and that's tell you what I think of things.
We ought to get to the bottom of it, no?
Consider this your microphone. Consider this your conversation.
There you go.
My mother told me, never discuss politics or religion.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I'll be the one to speak the truth on this.
You're always right, and I love listening to you. I love you
so. Washington's Mall.
WMAL. A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
It turns out eating greens could be in your genes. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Researchers at Cornell University have found evidence of a genetic variation that has evolved in populations that have historically favored vegetarian diets, such as in India, Africa, parts of East Asia. This adaptation allows these people to efficiently process omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids and convert them into compounds essential for early brain development. If they stray from these localized diets, it may make them more susceptible to inflammation and therefore an increased risk of heart disease and colon cancer. This all has to do with different enzymes the body makes or doesn't make, which helps convert food into nutrition for your body. The big takeaway here is that we can use genomic information to tailor our individual diets. It's called personalized nutrition, and all of this isn't very far off. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-495-2035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-495-2035. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-495-2035.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really? Because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like One Touch and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
It's the Ted Britt Summer Sales Event. It's going on right now. Find the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock with prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. Boy, what a beautiful weekend it was. And wouldn't it have been nice to have a brand new car to tool around in, right? Well, why not check out the new deal over at the Ted Britt Summer Sales event. Ted Britt Automotive is sure to have the right vehicle for your needs. And also, I'm so excited, Ted Britt is proud to offer the Military Appreciation and First Responders $1,000 cash bonus. It's a thank you to the heroes serving in our military and our community. Ted Britt also has this great program called Ted Britt for Life. Guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. Visit one of their 9 great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Here's to the moment. The moment all those late nights paid off. The moment you took your career up a notch. The boss put you in charge of a project. The day you brought something big to the table and your ideas had an impact. At University of Maryland University College, we are dedicated to helping each and every one of our students create their moments. Here's to those moments when what you learned at UMUC made all the difference in your career and your life. We offer more than 90 programs and specializations entirely online and at over 20 locations in the Baltimore, D.C. metro area, so you can take classes on your schedule and get the skills you need to advance your career.
Federal employees, their spouses, and dependents can save 25% on out-of-state tuition with UMUC's Federal Education and Development Program. Build your career with a bachelor's or master's in high-demand fields like business, IT, healthcare, and more. Get started creating your moment. Visit umuc.edu/DC25. That's umuc.edu/DC25.
8:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Tacoma Park, it's a water main break just south of Tacoma Park Middle School. So in the intersection of Piney Branch Road and 410 Philadelphia Avenue, watch for police direction. You're slowly getting through that area. Much better is Maryland 95. The crash southbound before the Beltway has been cleared. Beltway, though, still bunched up through Silver Spring. Each direction in Laurel, heavy delays on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Virginia, again, late rush hour here as commuters try to find options under the Safe Track plan for Metro Rail as they single track on that orange and silver line between East Falls Church and Ballston. So 66 through Falls Church, heavy. Old Dominion Drive, we've had a tough morning, had an earlier crash. Old Dominion Drive south of Kirby Road, just find lanes open. And yes, I was suspicious about this Route 7 broken down near the Georgetown Pike. Police tell me it's now an accident. So eastbound Route 7, as you come up to 193 Georgetown Pike, watch for their direction. Update brought to you by MedStar Georgetown Cancer Network. It's a network of hope with renowned specialists, clinical trials, new treatment options, Washington, D.C.'s only comprehensive cancer care center. Learn more at MedStarGeorgetownCancer.org/hope. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Northwest breeze, clouds in, mild morning, but right where we should be for this time of year, this afternoon, partial clouds and sunshine. A northwest breeze, 83, so we're down by about 10. Tonight, 65, partly cloudy on Tuesday, partly cloudy with a high up to 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 66 degrees at 8:56.
You know that one thing that no matter how you package it, how you price it, it never sells at the garage sale? That, my friends, is your timeshare. You've tried listing it, you've even paid someone to list it, and yet you're still stuck with it. Timeshares don't sell. It's a complex process to get out of one, and the only company I trust to get you out safely, legitimately, and forever is Timeshare Exit Team. You sit down face-to-face with your own personal advisor to review your contract and determine your options. This $250 consultation is free when you call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM and mention me, Chris Plant. Don't wait to meet with Timeshare Exit Team. When maintenance fee season hits, you could wait up to 2 months. Jump ahead of the line. Call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM. They've got offices right here in Towson and Arlington online at timeshareexitteam.com. They've got a 100% guarantee that they'll get you out of your timeshare or give you a complete refund. Call 855-MY-EXIT-TEAM or timeshareexitteam.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
I get it. Totally get where you're coming from. Got a problem with your home air conditioner and you just want it fixed. Like now. In fact, yesterday. Can we do that? You don't want a bunch of rigmarole or repairmen wasting your time, much less reaching for your wallet. You are looking forward to that moment when your home's air conditioning system is back to doing its thing, quietly and invisibly keeping things cool. And when you call my stand-up guys from Snell, you're going to get just that. Quick repairs done right, and if it isn't exactly right, my stand-up guys will make it right. Regular maintenance and tune-ups that'll keep it running in peak condition, no matter how long summer sticks around. around. Like I said, I get it. And when you get it, it's all good.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level. That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. With next-level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features. All designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further. Which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't. Professional installation, advanced security, and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
Well, coming up tomorrow on WMAL, we'll have Mike Rogers, Larry Kudlow. We'll continue to talk about the events of Orlando as they continue to unfold.
Sure will. And on Washington's Drive at 5, we'll give you the latest on your drive home as there are any developments. And if you missed Stacey Dash's interview, go to WMAL DC, the Facebook page, and watch that interview, the video. Here comes Chris Plant. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Chris. Good morning, gentlemen. I think I'll start with, Orlando. Mm-hmm. And the jihad continues. And the reactions from our political leaders, I'm making quotation marks with my fingers, from the media.